I have one more recording for you today, and this one is also related to yesterday's discussion group. This one is related to the concept of navigating surface level conversations, specifically during stages of your own relative awakening. To begin to understand how to navigate the now seemingly surface level or more mundane conversations that used to be absolutely fine, but now somehow seem so incredibly uncomfortable or unsatisfying or perhaps even violating, it's important to take a look at the concept of the relativity of ascension. And here we begin by looking at the word ascension and coupling it with the concept of awakening. In the spiritual context of awakening, it is very often referenced that when someone becomes more aware of their nature as spirit, they become awakening or awakened to it, as if they were asleep in a daze, in a haze of forgetfulness after crossing the veils of forgetfulness, taking that pill that caused the amnesia before we crossed into the physical realm. And once that amnesia begins to lift, we begin to awaken like Sleeping Beauty, very important analogy, in which we are suddenly more aware of ourselves, our nature, our power, our influence, the reason for life, the purpose of our being here, and all of those wonderful things. But if we begin to compare, if we begin to interpret what is a very mathematical process energetically as one of hierarchy and importance, then we begin to fall into yet another opportunity to experience duality. In that, if you see yourself as being less or more awakened than someone else, you are in comparison. Comparison leads very quickly to judgment, and judgment charged with emotion and mental constructs like thoughts and beliefs all contribute to creating a new version of duality that then you have the opportunity to navigate through until you realize yet again, perhaps there's something more than this thing called comparison and hierarchy. This is an extremely important concept for all of us to reflect upon in the current times. It has always been extremely important. However, there are many who are now coming into a greater degree, notice the wording, of awareness that they are here to serve. They are here to impart their knowingness into this world so that the world can ultimately be a better place. That's wonderful. But then we fall into yet again systems of disempowerment that are associated with this thing called the education system. Because we begin to call ourselves teachers, perhaps we begin to call ourselves, oh gosh, maybe not anymore, but there used to be a time when gurus were self-proclaimed and proclaimed by students and pupils and disciples and all of the followers, look at the word followers. Followers of even leaders, followers of leaders, follow the leader. Don't decide for yourself. Model me. Remember, I know more than you. That's the assumption that is so falsely embedded within these constructs of disempowerment that are tangled and intertwined in the education system. But what if you already knew everything? What if you know all already? What if everything is inside of you? And what if all that is left to do is to remember? So, ascension is the process of remembering, expanding into one's greater aspects of consciousness, the purity of consciousness that is us as infinite beings of spirit, in this case in form, and being willing, I'm going to underline that many a time, willing, bold in italic, to model, to be, to exude your knowingness in this world without condition, without any demand for anything for the moment that we are in service in a conditional context, that service is deflated. And that service is lowered to an impact that is a fraction of a percentage of that which it could be if we did it unconditionally without the expectation of anything in return. So do we judge? Do we compare? Do we call ourselves teachers of those who have just recently woken up to the fact that there might be more to this physical reality and the illusion of it? You can call yourself whatever you like. Know that there are many consequences to the titles that we place upon ourselves. But also remember something else. And maybe this isn't true for you, and that's fine. But for those who can accept the concept of past lives, and past lives is very much in quotations because everything happens now. So let's say all concurrent lives that exist within the now moment. If you feel that to be true for you, then know that there are many other life dynamics that are influencing this life. And there are many who are on extremely long, profound journeys. In fact, most are. And those long journeys of one's own evolution are very profound and impact each one of us in different ways. And it could very well be that we simply have chosen to become aware of our nature as an infinite being of spirit later on the linear timeline of this life or any other compared to someone else. That doesn't mean that they are waking up later or that they are at an earlier stage of their path of evolution. It simply means that their sequence of events is different from yours. Is that cause for us to judge them as being less awake, less aware? Or is it simply an opportunity for us to gauge mathematically? Remember, everything is energy. So by reading the energy of the situation, gauging what that being is of most, not need, but would most benefit from in the exchange with you, and then offering that in service to them, regardless of where they are at on the hierarchy of ascension, let's say, regardless of what they know, regardless of what they have remembered. Can we simply be of service without labeling people higher or lower in their rates or states of awakening? Can we even throw the word awakening out the window? I would love to be able to throw the word awakening out the window. Ascension is a slightly more accurately calibrated term to encompass the dynamic of expanding into greater aspects of one's relative unknown. But for that, a picture would help. And for that, seeking into being would be also of great help. In the latest chapter on the mind, we go into the concept of what expansion is. And in fact, from a mathematical, energetical perspective, expansion is a much more accurate word in this world than even ascension. However, for the time being, circling back to this concept of how to navigate surface level conversations when and after we experience our own internal shifts into greater degrees of expansion, into greater degrees of the awareness of that which we are, which is pure consciousness. Or in other words, in the process of remembering, we may find ourselves challenged to maintain those surface level conversations that once were perfectly fine and suitable and perhaps even satisfactory, and that now feel like nails on a chalkboard. If you find yourself in those situations, the first thing that I would suggest is for you to consider giving the other people in your life, those people who are having those surface level conversations with you, give them credit. Avoid assuming that they are at a certain stage of their own evolution. Avoid placing claims of judgment on anyone that, oh, of course, they wouldn't know, they wouldn't understand me. And instead, consider exercising the courage that is most definitely within you to speak up, to perhaps pose a what-if question, to perhaps open up a different tangent to a conversation and see. See what happens. See if they are willing to go there with you, and if they're not, that's fine. Perhaps it's time for you to engage less often in those types of conversations. Perhaps it's a very special way that you have designed your life to play out in exactly this moment of linear time, to show you that there's more for you to do. That perhaps it is now not the time for conversations with others who may not reflect what you know inside. Maybe it's time to go into a place of greater silence, a place of deep stillness, and to access that which you know you are here to create and contribute to this world in service, so that you can then act with purposeful precision, and through that action receive the clarity that comes with navigating this physical world. And perhaps through that very humble process of surrendering to your knowingness and materializing it in form in this world, maybe that is enough to shift those seemingly surface or mundane conversations to much more profound interactions with others, simply by modeling the change that you so wish would happen around you.